It's not over, says Texas governor following SCOTUS border razor wire order. By Bob Price on January 22, 2024. This is not over, Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted on Monday evening after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Border Patrol agents can cut the razor wire border barriers along the Rio Grande. The court granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration allowing federal agents to access the Texas border with Mexico being fenced off by the Texas Military Department. This is not over, a defiant Abbott posted on X. Texas razor wire is an effective deterrent to the illegal crossings Biden encourages. This is not over. Texas razor wire is an effective deterrent to the illegal crossings Biden encourages. I will continue to defend Texas constitutional authority to secure the border and prevent the Biden admin from destroying our property. Greg Abbott, at Greg Abbott underscore TX, January 22, 2024. Earlier on Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 ruling, granted a request by the Biden administration to pause a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, which temporarily blocked the actions by Border Patrol agents to cut the razor wire border barriers. Breitbart News senior legal contributor Ken Klukowski wrote, "This is alarming to those attempting to address the crisis at the border because two of the factors for a Supreme Court stay are likelihood that the court will grant a review of the appeals court's decision and that there is a reasonable prospect that the justices will reverse the lower court. It is not at all surprising that the justices would at least hear an appeal requested by Prelogger. But the separate factor of the chances of ultimate success means that both Roberts and Barrett think there is at least a decent prospect that they will agree with at least one of the DHS's arguments that the Fifth Circuit rejected. That is not any sort of final determination on the merits, but it is not an encouraging sign for those seeking to secure the border, increasing yet again the stakes in the likely White House rematch between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. The Biden administration is attempting to cut razor wire border barriers installed on private property by the Texas Military Department under Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star. The Fifth Circuit ruling stated that District Court Judge Alia Moses misinterpreted a law granting the U.S. government immunity from some legal claims by states, and that Texas was likely to prevail in its lawsuit, Reuters reported. Related articles. Supreme Court rules 5-4 to allow Biden admin to cut Texas border barrier. Federal appeals court reverses position, allows Texas floating barrier to remain. Border showdown, Texas to defy Biden admin's order to give feds access to park along Rio Grande. Border showdown, Texas must give feds access by January 18, or else, says Biden admin. Biden admin's claims Texas interfered with border agents' migrant rescue not true, says Governor. In briefings filed with the Supreme Court on January 2, the Biden administration claimed there is no indication that the wire had deterred migrants from crossing into the United States, the article states. I will continue to defend Texas constitutional authority to secure the border and prevent the Biden admin from destroying our property, Abbott tweeted. The application is Department of Homeland Security et al. V. Texas, No. 23A607, in the Supreme Court of the United States. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.